What is the difference between fake and real healing? Healing means restoring to perfect health, the original state, how you are meant to be. Doctors, healers, medical intuitives make up diseases that then they can cure. No restoration. There is no money in health. I don't do made-up diseases. Source doesn't see them as disease. Made-up diseases sit on a foundation of wrong. Even though there is no wrong in reality. Only in words. There are man-made, self-made conditions, that are not diseases, although they can be very unpleasant. They are not diseases, and they cannot be healed. They can be corrected. If it is your back hurting, correcting your posture is a correction. If you are sensitive to certain food, stopping or limiting them is correction. Or if you sleep poorly, limiting caffeine and excitement is a correction. So if and when your health measurements say, you are well, but you don't feel well, and certain numbers seem to be sky high, like your blood sugar, but there is no reason for that, then, please forgive me, but I think the blood sugar equipment is faulty, or there is something I haven't distinguished for myself. Yet. This especially applies to people who are under the care of people who get paid more if you are not well. If doctors, healers, were paid because you are well, there would be less diseases. I read this morning a mighty disturbing long story about a woman who got involved with Anthony William, a self-declared medical intuitive, who managed to create a cultish following but no healing. The woman died of breast cancer. Until her last day, her healer friends, and this William never considered that she was ill. And that their method was bogus. I reviewed this dude back in 2017. Almost every client I have ever had needed, after their health measurements showed perfect health, they needed an adjustment to their diet, to their lifestyle, to their thinking. Or alternatively, the energy could not heal them as long as they ate the way they ate, and lived the way they lived. So there is illness and there are conditions. Illness needs intervention, energetic mostly. And conditions need corrections, and occasionally more energy to smooth things over. Illnesses are easier for me. Because the body is responsive. But conditions. They need your cooperation. And that cooperation depends on your belief system, your temperament, your self-control, your worldview, and on your inclination to lie. Dash. The Tree of Life Way. It seems that the only Tree of Life way to know what's going on is to actually have to go through it and heal it. Or have a client go through it and heal it. And because my healing methodology is healing by proxy. Meaning I merge my body with yours, and now I have what you have. And I heal it on me, in me, through me. I should feel generous, but I don't. I am, instead, grateful. Grateful for a life that is interesting, where I have something to do, where I don't feel like I am a virus, or a parasite. I don't understand how so many people can stand being like that. But that is a topic for another article. So this weekend I've had two opportunities for discovery. One was about an issue I've been having. I have been, for the past week, getting restless, irritable, tight, if you know what I mean. For no reason, I must add. I have a mind to think that Source wanted to teach me something. And at these times I also have this stomachache that is as if I'd stabbed a chef's knife into my stomach area. Sharp and paralyzing. That pain, I have been having at least 4 times a week for months. And it goes away with the healing energy. But. On Friday I did something different. I took a lithium orotate tablet. I just had an inspiration. The pain went away in 2 minutes flat. So, on a hunch, I tried it out on the sudden irritability. And it did the same thing, it went away. Like it was never there. The question is why? The question is, what the heck happened? So I contemplated this issue for a while. I asked questions. And if I didn't make any assumptions, here is what I got. The lithium does something with the brain chemicals. Source considers them hormones, by the way. And when those chemicals are out of whack, out of balance, then there are all kinds of symptoms. I have experienced just two of those. But there are more. Cowardliness. Avoiding behavior. Boasting. Recklessness. Depression. Gloominess. Tiredness. Over-alertness are just a few I could tease out in a short time. So, many of the issues you and my clients, students deal with have something to do with those brain chemicals. When I muscle test if a client needs lithium orotate, I also seem to muscle test if they have those brain chemical imbalance issues. And most do. Now, running out and buying any odd product that claims that it's lithium orotate is what you would do. And that hurry and haste is the symptom of an imbalance, the one you want to be rescued. So don't go just yet. Not every product is good. You seem to eat the menu, not the meal. The name doesn't heal. The actual thing in the bottle does that. And they are not all the same. I don't know what is the difference, honest, I have no idea, but the lithium, as an element, is toxic. And it is also one of the 90 essential minerals and vitamins, essential for life. It is made non-toxic and absorbable by a chemical process of chelating. It is bound to a protein molecule. The part of the name or date says that. But how it is done is often proprietary intelligence. And the only lithium orotate that tests yes is the one made by Advanced Research. So if you buy lithium orotate by other companies, it either won't work, or will have something in it that is bad for you. So please don't. Maybe this is why it is a controlled substance in Canada. The many knockoffs are, maybe, toxic to your liver. Many clients, those who need it the most, refuse to take it. They prefer to remain beach balls lost on open sea. And the highs and the lows that go with it. What puts your brain chemicals out of whack? I think foods can do it. Here is another symptom I haven't mentioned, hunger that has no reason. And some more causes, too much sleep. Too little sleep. Arguments. The weather. The brain is more sensitive, as in vulnerable, chemically than we think it is. Some of the work we do in the challenges. I rock your boat. I upset your apple cart. And I put you out of whack. So what you have put together falls apart, so you can rebuild it correctly. Stress also pull you out of harmony. Of course. You can learn your symptoms and carry lithium orotate with you, so you don't have to suffer, or live always ready to explode. I would not take more than 2 tablets a day, no matter what. I would get conscious, instead of relying on a drug for everything. Talking about drug reliance, the other thing I learned this weekend is this. The body has organs to handle food in a way that it is nurturing. Yet billions of people are dealing with diabetic issues nowadays. Yes, the body can't deal with as much sugar, and as many chemicals we throw at it today, but maybe there is something more to it than just sugars. I have a theory that most of what we eat today is full of preservatives, because food companies, little and small, even pop and mom size, use tons of preservatives on the food. You know, for shelf life. It is approximately as much work to prepare something for the day, as to prepare something for the week. But for food to remain fresh for a week, you need to use preservatives. And preservatives work by blocking anything that can spoil the food from entering the food cells. When you eat that food, that preservative now has your cells to protect. It protects them from water, from insulin, from nutrients, by sealing the openings. Openings on the cell are receptors, I learn. I see them a little doors. A cell has many openings, I learned that from a brilliant woman scientist, Candace Pert. She discovered the opiate receptor, the cellular binding site for endorphins in the brain. Then came the AIDS epidemic, and an even wider view of those receptors on the cells. That in the case of AIDS were supposedly blocked by the retrovirus. The only reason I am talking about this, because this blockage is present with almost every client. And the blockage causes them to be seriously unwell, maybe even deadly unwell. So one of the jobs of the energy is to restore those receptors. In the case of diabetes, the insulin receptors, to take the sugars to the cells to feed the cells and through your cells, feed your body. For energy. But although the energy has been successful at opening those receptors for a client, this client's blood sugar levels are still too high. His pancreas is healthy. But there is mischief in his cluster of hormone-producing cells in his pancreas. His insulin-producing cells are muted and his glucagon-producing cells are enhanced. WTF? Type 1 diabetics are born with mute or dead insulin-producing cells. The cells whose is to produce the insulin that is the chemical that facilitates the sugar entering into the cells of the body. Insulin is like a calling card that opens doors. So for a moment I was paralyzed with fear, thinking that my client would need daily insulin shots like a type 1 diabetic. Turns out that the diabetes medication has put those cells out of commission, and now, that he stopped the medication, these cells need to be revived. Restored. Thankfully the energy I use can do that. I am already grateful. But the proof of the pudding. I will know in a few days for sure if this is true or not. I'll let you know. But it makes my blood boil that this is what doctors, medications do. They kill, maim, dull. So the doctor and the medication become the only things that keep you alive. The same, or maybe even worse, is true about the food industry. Food industry includes everyone who gives you food. If it were funny, I would laugh, but it is not funny. It's tragic. I watch people worry about organic and gluten-free, and whatever BS they worry about, while they are completely ignorant of the fact that more chemical is added to your organic and gluten-free food than could be added on the field. Organic also means, not enough nutrients in it. And that it spoils faster. So it needs more preservatives. Ugh. And you are surprised that your body stops working as it should. I now muscle test everything that I cook with. And 99% of everything, muscle test says, wash it thoroughly. Luckily the preservatives don't enter the cells of the food, so you can wash them off. And they don't enter your cells either. So the damage is, unless you are too late, is reversible. The soon-to-be ex-diabetic client's wife, unfortunately, doesn't wash his vegetables before preparing them. So she is unknowingly working against the healing. She is a loving wife who just doesn't know. Ignorance is not bliss. How many people know this? On the planet? Muscle test says, not a person. Even though I have written about it before. So practically, if you are paying attention, you are the first. And if you give me credence. But you probably think it's bogus and you'll pay the price. You'll only wake up when you are already crippled. Just as the food industry and the doctors want it. Okay, I have dumped on you a lot of new info. So what should you do with it? My opinion is to get your health measurements. And for a while I'd like you to actually send me an email with your symptoms, and complaints about your health, and what you have been doing about them. It would help me. And I may be able to help you. If it hasn't gone too far yet. Get your health measurements https://yourvibe.me/health.